I was already, I'd already taken up swimming. I'd been doing that a couple of years. It's another thing that I never did as a child. And I couldn't really swim that well up until a couple of years ago, when me and my mate decided to have some swimming lessons. And now we go once a week, and I really love it. But partly because of having a kid and probably having a really laborious office job that really, you know, you can find to a desk all day. You don't really move, especially when you're doing something extremely boring. You can't wait to get home. And I found it really helps just to, you know, have a bit of a, a difference from the day, go for a run. Challenge yourself as well. It is challenging, especially in the winter when, you know, it's cold outside. You don't really want to go. I mean, I've been through stages where you just say to yourself, well, you know, I'll go in 5 minutes. But by that time it's 10 o'clock at night. You're not going to go at 10 o'clock at night unless it's the summer. I mean, normally I do go when it's normally I do go either straight after work when I get home, about half 5, 6, or I go late at night. Mainly though, I'll do that in the summer, probably about 8, 9 o'clock, when it's really nice and light still. But when it's dark, you want to get it over and done with before you have anything to eat. If you have something to eat, you really can't go for a couple of hours. So all those factors of like having a job and it's laborious and having a kid and watching the Eddie's old thing and having people at work really contributed to me wanting to get out and to give it a go. And I must like it, really, because otherwise I would have given up. And I think I really do get something out of it. It does give you energy. It gives you a bit of a buzz. And it makes you feel fit. Okay, you still get ill with the flu and all the rest of it, but from a perspective of more serious illnesses, like, you know, heart disease and stuff like that, it's got to be good to be doing it. I did want to try and work up to running a half marathon. I had a sort of half-hearted goal of last year of doing that, but that soon went out the window. Whether I'll get that to that stage this year or not, I don't know. I would like to build it up a bit, but I think an hour at a time running is probably as much as I can probably take. I think I could just get bored if I did over an hour. Maybe every now and again I probably might try and do a bit more than that, but I think it's more better to run often and less time than to run less and do longer distances. It's more of a lifestyle thing really than actually, you know, having any big goals and achievements. It's more just about feeling good about yourself and the rest of it. Okay, just crossing the road here, so I've got to watch the traffic. I'm still just going on a flat road at the minute. In a couple of minutes' time, I'll be turning and I'll be going downhill, back round in that circuit. So anybody who's subscribed to the Audio Booze, I know that Simon Toon is. Simon, hello. I hope this recording turns out alright, and that somebody eventually ends up listening to it. Hello to Yana, Simon's wife, who I've been listening to your Audio Booze. And I think I've subscribed to the Northern Bloke now as well, Andy Taylor. I've now subscribed to you all through iTunes, so I definitely get the audio booze, and I remember to listen to them. And anybody who's listening to this, who wants to subscribe to this one through iTunes, you can do the same. Go to the audio boo page, just click on the iTunes logo, and you can subscribe to it. Or you can, I have submitted this to iTunes as well. So you'll be able to, should be able to search just Nick Treadwell's audio booze, or Nick Treadwell. It should come up eventually, hopefully, anyway, with the podcast version of this. I also emailed Audio Boo and asked them for a bit longer recording time than 5 minutes, because I wanted to record some longer ones, especially running ones. You know, you can't break those up into 5 minutes. They're all night uploading them. So they're giving me 15 minutes, but I think very, very soon indeed they're going to be releasing a new version, a subscription paid version of Audio Boo that gives you up to 30 minutes recording time. So depending on how much that costs, I may or may not sign up for it. Of course, I also do my main podcast, the Homegrown Podcast, which I'm sure everybody knows about. www.homegrownpodcast.co.uk. I normally do one of those every 4 weeks or so. It's a music-based podcast. And mixing a bit of poetry with that as well. I've been doing that now for probably about 4 or 5 years. A long time, really. It's gone quite fast. I'm also a poet, part-time poet, part-time songwriter, part-time layabout, part-time messiah, part-time everything, really. A lot of my other time is spent, free time is spent on the net, listening to conspiracy theories and interviews. I spend a lot of time in the alternative, alternative in quotes, community, who are into stuff like ancient civilizations, ufology, 2012 prophecies, and you name it. I'll probably listen to it. And so many people out there that I could name. It's even got to the stage now where I'm so into it. Every year I make, it's just nearly got run over by a car. It's coming out of a park space, one of a row of shops. Nearly ran me over. I didn't even stop. I had to run around the bloody car. Jesus Christ. Can be quite dangerous going on the old runs. Yeah, so it's even got to the point now where I'm, every year, I make a conspiracy calendar with all my favourite conspiracy theorisers and speakers and people who've written books and stuff that I enjoy, or just like. I mean, half of the stuff I listen to is only a bit of fun, really, because I know that a lot of it is, you know, wild flights of fancy. But, on the other hand, I'm sure there is a small mix of truth in there. I mean, there's got to be, really. Because I just can't believe that this is all there is to life, really. Going to work, 8 hours a day, coming home, watching a bit of TV, going to bed, going down a wacky warehouse, going to Russia once a year. That's not life. Deeper, meaningful side to life, a spiritual side. It's up to each and every one of us to actually discover it, I suppose, in our own way. That's what I'm trying to do for you. Just try and find a perspective that makes sense to me. shout out a few names to you. Maybe you want to go and investigate. Good place to go to if you want to have a look at some really wild, on the edge information about all kinds of stuff like UFOs, 2012, the Mayan civilization, secret governments and all the rest of it. ProjectCamelot.org is a great place to go to. There are hundreds of interviews there that they have done with all kinds of people. David Icke, Jordan Maxwell. To name but a few. David Wilcock. Loads and loads of stuff. Maybe if you've got 5 minutes one rainy night, you might want to go and have an investigation of that website. But be warned, if you do go there and start listening and watching the interviews, you might never come off the website. You might go a bit mental. But it's run by two people, Kerry Cassidy, who's based in Los Angeles, who's kind of like a failed Hollywood screenwriter, actress, and she basically started filming documentaries about UFOs and edge stuff. Just picked up a video recorder and started filming them. She teamed up with a guy who she interviewed, one of the first interviews she did, the name of Bill Ryan, who he comes from England, he now lives in Europe, and he used to run this website for these people. Basically, had this UFO conspiracy theory about these off-world aliens and stuff like that. And I'm just crossing the main road here, so stuff to watch out. Okay, over the road. Decided to go on my diversion of a longer route, so I feel alright. So she teamed up with him, he's a character. They're both characters, really. She's a more edgy, sort of argumentative character who isn't afraid to ask searching questions, just interrupts people. Her interview style is to basically interrupt people all the time. And he's a more laid-back character, who's more thoughtful, perhaps a bit more wise in his things that he says. And so they make quite a dynamic team, and they were working together a couple of years, and then they sort of fell by the wayside, and now they work separately, although they're still in contact, and you can get to both their sites through this Camelot, Project Camelot website. You can get to both of their websites, which contain separate interviews and stuff. And Bill, at the moment, is the start of this show, released a video, an interview with someone who he's been in contact with probably for about 4 or 5 months, who he reckons this guy, who he names Charles, is basically somebody who worked for one of the 33 people or 33 families who are supposedly in control behind the scenes of this planet,